There's also issues around individual client characteristics, particularly if you think back to the six aims of high-quality care. One of them was being patient-centered and delivering equitable services or culturally competent services. So we want to make sure that, as we're looking at tracking outcomes to achieve quality care, that we're providing that quality care across individual characteristics, whether it be race or ethnicity, gender, age, socioeconomic status, where somebody lives, or whether they live near service provision. Maybe you work in an area that is quite rural. Do you find that people do better if they live closer to the service? And so there is an issue of access. Also, some of the measures that you might use will vary depending on some of these characteristics. While in its infancy, there's growing interest in making sure that the ways in which we measure success are also reflective of the values and beliefs of the individuals that we're serving. So it's particularly important to look at who's going to be answering this question. And how are we defining success in looking at these population client indicators?